Safer with You by SBL. Fandom, 魔道祖师。Relationship, 蓝天蓝翁吉未影未无限。Rating, teen and up audiences. Summary, 蓝翁吉 had a sleepless night when Wei Wuxian's paper doll experiment didn't go as planned. Wei Wuxian takes care of, and teases, his husband when he notices how tired he is the following night.
I know I'm no one to be saying this, Wei Wuxian said, leaving what he was working on aside. But you should really go to bed early today, Lan Tan.
Lan Wenji lifted his head slowly from the exams he was in the middle of correcting. He blinked once, almost unable to open his eyes once they were closed. The night before, Wei Wuxian had used a paper doll while Lan Wenji guarded his body.Wei Wuxian wanted to see how much force he could use in a paper body, so he went out after everyone was asleep and got into Lan Qiren's quarters to pull on his mustache. You know, for science. He'd gotten very close to pulling some hairs free, but Lan Qiren's nose had started twitching and his hurricane-like sneeze had sent Wei Wuxian flying. He landed right on the potted plant by Lan Qiren's window. The plant...that had just been watered. Wei Wuxian had gone back as fast as he could, but he had gotten his paper body slightly wet. By the time he had come back, Lan Wenji was already worried and got frantic when he'd seen the state of the paper doll. With Lan Wenji's aid and Wei Wuxian's fast-working mind, he'd gotten safely back into his body, no apparent repercussions from the paper doll's accident. He'd only...accidentally let out that he felt a bit short of breath and winced when he touched his chest, and Lan Wenji had been about to leave carrying him and breaking all the rules possible by running to the physician's quarters, had Wei Wuxian not stopped him. They discussed for a while, Lan Wenji insisting on getting his health checked, and Wei Wuxian claiming it was way too late to disturb anyone when he was just fine. After checking Wei Wuxian's spiritual energy and confirming he'd seemed okay,they decided to get things sorted at a reasonable hour. Still, Lan Wenji had decided to spend the whole night watching Wei Wuxian to make sure he wouldn't stop breathing suddenly. As soon as Wei Wuxian had woken up, Lan Wenji carried him to the physician and was reassured that everything was fine, but no excessive use of force was advised. After that, Lan Wenji still tended to his usual duties, while he asked Wei Wuxian to rest.Lan Wenji was always busy, but today did take a toll on him. Wei Wuxian stood from his seat and crossed the room to crouch in front of Lan Wenji. Lan Zhen, did you hear me? He said, waving a hand in front of Lan Wenji's eyes. Lan Wenji startled and inhaled sharply. Wei Wuxian giggled at this response.It was less like his normal confirming hum and more like a sleepy mumble. Lan Wenji was fighting very hard to keep his eyes on Wei Wuxian, but his slowly closing eyelids meant he was clearly losing the battle.
Lan Zhen, look at you!
Wei Wuxian took his husband's face between his hands.
You can't keep your eyes open anymore.
They're open,
Lan Wenji said, while nuzzling Wei Wuxian's right hand.His eyes very much closed.
Lantana, Lantana, that is a lie. A Guselan disciple must never lie, and yet my very own Han Wenjun is lying as simple as breathing. This is scandalous.
Wei Wuxian tried sounding strict, but his smile was too wide to make his voice seem anything but fun.
Yours.
Lan Wenji nodded.
That's all you got from that?
Wei Wuxian laughed.
I see I'm dealing with a selective listener here.
But that won't stop me from telling you all your truths, Lan Arguga.
For starters,
he pressed on Lan Wenji's cheeks, squishing him between his palms.
You have the softest cheeks in the world, and you look the most handsome like this.
Trust me, I'm an expert. Lan Wenji said between pouty lips. Wei Wuxian couldn't help but get closer to Lan Wenji, still holding him.
Oh, you're just so precious!
Wei Wuxian rubbed his nose against Lan Wenji's.
You make me feel like a fox looking at a very cute bunny that's about to become my meal.
Naunji's brows furrowed slightly, his mouth turning a bit downwards.
No, bunny.
Weiwishan had to let Naunji go then, for he was laughing too hard. Highly esteemed cultivator Han Guangjun just pouted like a child over a bunny metaphor.
You promised.
Naunji started, looking downwards.
You wouldn't eat them.
Weiwishan sat up and started scooching to Naunji's side.
Ah, Lantern, I did!
Weiwishan hugged Naunji from the side and laid his cheek on his shoulder.
You know, I was talking about you, though. You want to let me take a bite out of you?
He smiled slyly. Naunji seemed to think about it for a moment. He really was acting too much like he was drunk, but he probably would be able to remember everything in this condition. Naunji tilted his head so he was resting it over Wei Wuxian's. So? Wei Wuxian whispered, now that he had his husband so close. He wouldn't deny me anything, right? Naunji shook his head, moving them both slightly. Wei Wuxian hummed as he raised his hand to the back of Naunji's head. He started scratching right around his forehead ribbon there.
You're so cute like this. I can't help myself seeing you this vulnerable.
Weiwishan tugged lightly on Naunji's hair to make him raise his head. He then got close to Naunji's ear.
It could be dangerous, Lanar Gaga,
he whispered in a low voice. Naunji trembled a little, and Weiwishan huffed in amusement, thinking his teasing was about to be taken seriously. Suddenly, Naunji turned and embraced Weiwishan tightly, holding him close. Weiwishan giggled.
Oh, so you want this?
Weiwishan said as his fingers made their slow way up Naunji's back. Naunji buried his face on Weiwishan's neck.
It was dangerous.
Naunji mumbled against his skin.
He was in danger.
Weiwishan stopped his hands midway, understanding now the sudden outburst of energy from his sleepy husband. He hugged Naunji back and resumed caressing behind Naunji's head in a soothing way. Hey, Weiwishan spoke without any teasing in his voice anymore. I know you won't let me say that I wasn't and you don't have the energy to argue, but just listen, okay? I admit I was careless, but it was definitely not the plan to experiment with the sturdiness of the paper dome material. Naunji inhaled sharply, and Weiwishan quickly reassured him. No, it's fine. As soon as I felt something out of the ordinary, I hurried back. I came back soon, didn't I? Because I trusted you were here looking after me and would help me whenever I needed. Naunji's fingers dug into Weiwishan's back over his robes. His shoulders remained tense, however. Look, I wasn't truly hurt. I just... Weiwishan took a deep breath. I panicked. I wasn't sure what would happen even with a tiny drop of water, and I got so scared I got barely wet that I ran as fast as I could. I even got the dome dry with how fast I was going, Weiwishan snorted, remembering how he checked the paper doll that morning, saying it didn't have any creases, not even spots remaining from contact with wet earth. I realize now that what I felt yesterday wasn't a consequence of my paper doll's accident, but it was because of my fear of leaving you behind. Just this once, let me apologize. Know that I'm truly sorry about yesterday. I promise it will never happen again. All right? They sat in silence for a while, Weiwishan steadily caressing Naunji's head and rubbing circles on his back. Naunji slowly relaxed his fingers. Naunji's voice was muffled, his expression sounding like a small whimper. Weiwishan turned his head to kiss Naunji's temple. I'm here, and I'm fine. Weiwishan felt the need to reassure Naunji once more. I have already made a note on how different materials should be used and made a few samples of reinforcements.
But trust me, I'm in no mood to try those personally anytime soon. I just experiment on the paper itself.
Good.
Naunji responded, sounding less small than a few minutes ago. His shoulders finally untensed.
Good.
Okay. Wei Wuxian patted one of Lan Wenji's shoulders. Are we good to go to bed now? I can carry you if you want. Lan Wenji said without letting go of Wei Wuxian.
Yes, let's go to bed, or yes, you want me to carry you?
Lan Wenji responded firmly. Wei Wuxian laughed, shaking them both.
All right,
Wei Wuxian said, his voice full of mirth. But before that, I need to stand up, okay? Lan Wenji sighed, squeezed Wei Wuxian once more, and let go, begrudgingly. Wei Wuxian stood up, chuckling. As he was stretching after having been seated for so long, Wei Wuxian glanced at the student's exams Lan Wenji was correcting. Although the writing appeared to be normal, there were incoherences noted all over the copies. One even had Wei Ying written on every good answer, as if it was an encouragement or a compliment of some kind. Wei Wuxian tried not to laugh.
Lan Chen,
Wei Wuxian started in a serious tone. You're gonna have to say you lost these, I'm afraid. The end. Thanks for listening.